This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. The head of World Central Kitchen is blasting Israeli Defense Forces for last week's drone strike on a convoy that killed 7-8 workers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Celebrity chef and humanitarian Jose Andres was in tears as he spoke about the aid workers who lovingly made sure that displaced Palestinians in Gaza were getting food. And on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Andres called for a full investigation into the Israeli military conduct against his group and others.
This is not anymore about the seven men and women of World Central Kitchen that perish on these unfortunate event. This is happening way for too long. It's been 6 months of targeting anything that seems moves.
Also on ABC, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby, who says Israel has vowed to do better.
We have to see, not pass the announcements, and see if they actually meet these commitments over time.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel said earlier that its strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. AP correspondent Erica Ann Garcia has this report.
The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its six-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians